This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, I got played in the ACC, played in the NFL for a long time. He was a stellar receiver at the NFL level. Virginia Cavalier, let's bring into the program Vinny and Andy Bob, Andy Vinny Serrato. Herman Moore. Herman, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, not much. What's going on?
Doing all right. Before we get to your stellar career and the rule changes in the NFL that I guess would made you even more incredible than you were back in those days, and you haven't been out of the game that long, tell everybody how you're involved with Quick Lane and what's going on there and why it's an awesome thing to be a part of.
Well, I'm very honored to be back with them again this year to talk about their trading one uniform for another program. It's one that celebrates and awards our military vets, and we have the opportunity this year to have $5,000-$10,000 scholarships that we will award to a deserving military vet that's looking to make a career change. We also have opened that up to our first responders who could be nominated as well this year. And if you're interested or if you know someone that can benefit from this $10,000 scholarship, we encourage you to send them to qltrading1.com. The one is spelled out O-N-E. Make that nomination before December 7th, and then we're going to announce the winners on December 26th at the Quick Lane Bowl, which is the ACC, which I know a lot about, right, versus the Big Ten, which is now part of my home state. A lot of good teams there. So this is a great program. I'm not sure if you have any family members or friends who are part of the military. We're celebrating our military this month, and there's a lot that's going on. So this is a good program, and I'm excited to be a part of it, having a lot of family members who have been part of the military. It's great to see a company like Quick Lane that's giving back, Quick Lane Tire and Auto, that's giving back to our community, and they can do it at a lot of places with over 800 locations.
Now, Herman, you were at University of Virginia. I was coaching at Notre Dame. We played in a kickoff classic in 89, and you guys end up winning the ACC that year, and the other Moore was a quarterback. Terry Kirby, who I recruited, was a running back. Chris Slade was on defense for you guys.
Yeah, that was some magical times. We got beat up pretty good.
Yes, Rocket Ishmael took it to you guys.
Yeah, he did. I think he had returned one back on that game, if I recall. But we had some good teams. Was blessed to be able to go to several bowl games, have an opportunity to be a number one ranked team during my stay at Virginia before I get knocked off by Georgia Tech. Played with some really good guys. I was always the other Moore because Sean Moore was the guy they pushed for the Heisman. Did very well as a collegiate quarterback. And then, like you mentioned, Terry Kirby went out to have a pretty good NFL career with a few teams. Just fun times. You know, being in college and the University of Virginia, I'm always going to plug them. They're a tremendous school academically, athletically. They've really started to turn the map on a lot of programs there. So good stuff.
What do you think, Herman, about all the offensive rule changes that have helped, you know, the passing game, the receivers, scoring, basically?
The rules change, and there's always going to be a unit or a side of the ball that benefits most. Seems like it's been very top-heavy on the offensive side. The defensive players, I'm around a few of those guys, and I hear, especially in the secondary, about the hand checks, and they go, you know, the receivers are still pushing off and getting away with it. The safeties are frustrated because they can't command the middle of the field any longer like they used to and patrol it. That was an area that was sacred to them, to where they wanted guys to fear it, and now they feel that's being really exploited. And then you look at the pass rushers who get in, they get in their quarterbacks, and if you, I mean, you graze them or you touch them late, or if you come in and inadvertently hit them, and it's a 15-yard penalty. Now, those penalties can change the direction in the course of a game. So the rule change is definitely benefit the offensive side of the ball more so than defense, definitely. So we'll see how the competition committee continues to look at that. And I would imagine there will be some updates and some changes this upcoming offseason.
Herman, if you have a chance to sit down and watch a game, what game would you want to sit down and watch because what receiver do you really enjoy watching play now?
Wow. No, DeAndre Hopkins is a guy I've talked a lot about, and Mike Evans is a guy that seems to be pretty consistent, and he's going well. Alan Thielen over Minnesota,
yeah.
just seeing the consistency in this that crazy just 100-yard games that he was said. I don't know if it ended. I think it just ended, but. I think he had six or seven straight, eight straight, whatever it was, games. I mean, it's seeing these guys really take off and be so competitive, and it's becoming routine. Antonio Brown, he's another great player, and I don't say that lightly, but he's just consistent. And you know that if you give him an opportunity and enough chances, he's going to make plays. Sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. Not everybody has a great attitude about things. Not to say that he doesn't, but with they say the receivers are divas now. They are showboaters. I don't think it started with this unit. We've been around. We look at all the dances dating back to the 70s and 80s that we've always wanted to put on a show. But this is a pass-happy league. The running backs are starting to make a little bit of a comeback. But I think the team that becomes balanced fastest and quickest and solidifies that is going to be a team that you got to watch out for.
Herman Moore, former NFL wide receiver, did it all for the Detroit Lions, as you heard, Virginia Cavaliers, number one in the country for a while, 1990, lost to Georgia Tech, and then Maryland, if you remember, right after that down in Charlottesville. But we're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about...
You had to throw that in there,
yeah,
huh?
I did. You know, we are the flagship of the Terps. But one more time, Herman, Quick Lane.
Yeah, with Quick Lane again, QLTrading1. .com is a website you can go to. Is a trading one uniform for another scholarship program. There's $5,000-$10,000 scholarships that are available if you know of someone that's deserving or someone you'd like to nominate, or you can have them nominate themselves on that. QLTradingOne.com. Do that before December 7th.
Herman, we appreciate your time.
Thanks,
have a great weekend, and we'll be keeping an eye on you at that Quick Lane Bowl.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Herman Moore joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.